back there tonight. Jimmy Nye back there tonight. Joey Amon, you know, they brought Jimmy Nye. It was fun watching him get in there. Oh, absolutely. He got stuck pretty hard there at the end. But I'll tell you what, they've got some good backs. If they lost one or even maybe two, they could hang in there. But if they lost a back, they got a little bit of depth here.
Yeah, there's a lot of depth at that position, and they all just run well, and they all run fairly similarly. I mean, they run it hard, they bust it up there, and it's like they're just waiting for that first contact to come so that they can spin move or break away from it and then finish off the run. They run very similarly.
I know Joey Amon came off the field a little bit early there, well, at least before the end of the fourth quarter, the end of the ball game. He had a couple really hard hits, and he was limping off the field. He's going to be sore tonight. Also for the Reese Rockets, you know, we go look at their quarterback, Jacob Galster. Now, wasn't that almost a mirror image looking? You could have taken Jacob Galster and switched to either one. Could have played quarterback on either team tonight. Tommy Morneau, put him on Reese.
Yep.
Jacob Galster on Bad Axe. I mean, they could have taken turns. Maybe they did switch uniforms. I don't know, but...
Yeah, we really wouldn't know because they both ran the ball very well. They both had a solid arm on them. And they both made good decisions. Neither team, I mean, you look at Reese, okay, they just got shut out 20-0, but it wasn't because they made bad decisions or did dumb things. There were some unfortunate plays that happened. I mentioned the fumbles earlier. In Bad X, you have to give credit to their defense because they were just swarming tonight. So it was, as you've mentioned, it was closer than the end score would, you know, might make it look.
Right.
But yeah, he was just a great player, and I'll tell you, he might have been better on the defensive side of the ball than he was as quarterback because he was everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and we saw a lot of early action there. Also 20, Tito Salinas. I mean, he had a really strong first half. Salinas, when Reese really wasn't in the game, especially during the first quarter, there were two guys that were up there, and that was Galster and Salinas during the first quarter, as Reese got a really rough start. And I know that didn't help him out. That first 5 minutes or so, and they didn't even look like they were in the ball game.
No.
And all of a sudden, a switch went on, a light went on, and Reese turned it up. They really did turn up the heat tonight for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
And that's why, like you say, with Reese, the Bad Axe Hatchets had a great pass deflection that prevented a touchdown. There was a pass that ended up being dropped in the middle of a monsoon out there that would have been a touchdown. You know, that would have made it 14-14 or 12-12 or depending what happened on the extra point or the conversions. You know, who knows?
Right. We got to say thank you to our cellular phone services for this broadcast. They're provided by Thumb Cellular. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, all rights reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any form, including reproduction of distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. So I'm sure a lot of your North Huron students are probably recording this game tonight, so we'll have the FCC or the FAA or somebody chasing them down. But we're going to take another break before we come back to wrap things up, and we'll be back after a few.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318. Or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's Thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank.
North Star Bank started local and we're staying local. Hi, this is Brian Shaw, commercial lender at North Star Bank. When you open a checking, savings, or CD at North Star Bank, we invest the deposits back into something safe and close to home. Families, local businesses, and farmers. We lend money locally to help build a vibrant, stable economy for our communities and spurring growth for other locally owned businesses. After all, here at North Star Bank, our team members don't just work in the communities we serve. It's where we live. Stop by North Star Bank to discuss your lending and deposit needs.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Visit your local North Star Bank branch or go online at www.northstaratehome.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
Welcome back to Claude Marsh Field here at Bad Axe, Michigan, in the heart of the thumb with a homecoming game tonight. The score is 20-0, and we had a really good game. I'm going to hand a microphone over here to Coach Minetti. And you're back here with Kurt Damrow and Chad Knobloch and Coach Minetti. We might get another coach up here, too. Is he going to make – you told him to run?
Yep, told him to run.
We hope the players are listening to that one in the locker room because, yeah, good to see you, Kelly. Glad you guys could be here. Hey, guys, awesome game tonight. Now, we were watching – you guys really did a nice job of mixing it up. The weather really kind of stunk in the first half. But boy, what a great performance tonight. We had to keep looking down at the roster. You've done a great job with these kids at juniors and sophomores. I mean, they're playing like they're all seniors.
Well, they're young, they're learning, so and they're coming together. And we've pulled four wins out. We're happy with that, but we still know we got a lot to work on. So we want to keep improving each week, and that's been happening every week. So
well, Reese Rockets, you know, they didn't just lay down here tonight. You guys put up a good fight, but the gang tackling, swarm tackling, the defense, the follow-ups, defensive ends, you guys did a great job in containing that quarterback tonight and keeping him between the tackles as much as you could. It was a lot of preparation anyways to get ready for this Reese team.
Take that. Yeah, we worked all week with our ends. They run some option stuff, so that's just assignment football. And
right,
we're just happy to see the defense step up. This is our first shutout of the year, and we've been in some shutout or shootouts. It's been nice to, you know, have the defense stand up for a night and, you know, not have to score 50 points to win.
Right.
So it's been nice.
Well, and the same thing with the offense. And if anybody hasn't seen, I'm sure there had to be a couple of scouts here tonight. Guys are really running some great fakes in the backfield, and we're watching these guys, your quarterback, just doing a super job tonight. It really pulled some of those Reese defenders off of your quarterback to give him a chance when you had those keepers.
Yeah, that's kind of the probably I would say 90% of what we do, there's either some kind of fake or some kind of mesh where we're reading the defender. And we got the guy back there. Tommy is the guy back there to run this offense. He's the perfect guy for it. And what we just need now is to get the other guys going too. Offensive line, they did a decent job tonight, initial contact, but sustaining the blocks was the issue. So that's the emphasis this week in practice.
But, you know, that ball didn't stay behind the line of scrimmage too long, coaches. I mean, you guys get that ball snapped right into the shotgun. Could you give us a little update here on this no-huddle offense? Yeah, that's pretty unique. I see I see Coach Minetti over there on the sidelines. I don't know who's calling the play, but you know, that's quite an interesting lineup.
I was getting tired watching.
it's been successful for us. I'm up in the booth calling plays down. Mark relays them out onto the field, and we felt like it's kind of surprised some opponents. Maybe not now after the millions that are listening to this radio interview. But it's been good for us.